All right, welcome back. Special NCAA tournament edition of Who's Talking on a Friday night here. Terry Gates in studio with yours truly, Jim Hobgood, and we got Frank Maloney on the line down there at the PNC Arena in Raleigh. Frank, let's go back to you with some additional information, pregame information down there from the arena.
Well, you know, looking at the stats down here, Jim, you know, this is the first time that Coastal Carolina has played this tournament since apparently 1993. So it's been a long drought for them. So they're just as excited to be here as anyone, probably. GW doesn't get in this tournament very often. So, you know, that's interesting. And this next game is going to start in a few minutes. I think Memphis has been participating more recently. And I'm predicting Memphis will beat GW by like 5 to 10 points in the first game. And I'm going to go on record right now. I'm going to pick the Wahoos win tonight by 15 at least. So I think Tony Bennett will have them pumped up, ready to go. Joe Harris and Malcolm Brogdon with the keys. They're the bellwether cows. They're going to lead the Wahoos. Set the tone early with good defense, but also good ball handling, good ball management, and good shot selection. And I don't expect to see Virginia trying anything crazy. They'll just stick with fundamentals tonight, and hopefully they'll get out of this round unscathed. Get ready, in my prediction, is they'll play Memphis on Sunday. But what are your thoughts, guys?
Well, you know, regardless, I think you're right. It would be nice, certainly from the standpoint of Jim, to have a nice, relaxing evening tonight. After the Pitt game and the Duke game last weekend, I'm still calming down from the stress level. So it'd be nice to have a game where Virginia did have a comfortable double digit. And Virginia, the Cavs had a lot of those double digit victories this year, including the ACC. You know, with regard to Sunday, assuming the Cavs win tonight, you know, GW Memphis, I'm sure they both have their strengths. You know, when you get beyond this game tonight, every game's going to be a struggle. You're going to have to play well. You're going to have to execute. But I think the Virginia Cavaliers have a great chance to go to that second weekend, and we'll worry about that on Monday night show. Terry, what's your assessment of tonight and the weekend?
Well, I just think they have to respect the moment. I mean, if you come out and you're lazy and you don't come out, you don't meet their intensity. It's all about meeting the opposing team's intensity. They don't really expect to win, but they expect to play hard. They expect to play well. And if Virginia allows them to do certain things, and this is Cliff Ellis, and Cliff Ellis that we know from Clemson and
absolutely
in the ACC
and
for
a good
years.
Basketball coach.
Yes.
He's had success at least four places now. He's taken four teams to the NCAA tournament.
So he needs.
Hey, Hobo, I got a stat for you. I understand there's only one other coach that's taken more teams to the NCAA. You know who that is?
John Beilein, I don't know.
Ron Kruger.
Kruger.
He's taken five teams to the NCAA. So March Madness is here. It's the big scoreboard shows 24 minutes and 11 seconds until the first game of the evening session. Wahoos are warming up downstairs, I'm sure, trying to get loose by getting into their gear and doing all the stretching and that kind of thing.
How much orange are you seeing down there?
You know, right now the arena has, you know, just a smattering of people. I guess I now see people starting to fill into some of the, you know, the entrance areas, and the portals are starting to fill up, and people are now trying to figure out where their seats are. And, you know, all the chairbacks here are red for the Wolfpack and the Carolina Hurricanes hockey team. So, It's not the friendly color in here that you like, but outdoors, I did see a fair number of tailgaters having fun. And, you know, Wahoos know how to tailgate, don't they, Alvo?
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah, you would. Liar.
Well, you know, the interesting, you know, you go back to January, the Virginia game against North Carolina State that Virginia won by 30 points. That may have been one of the best performances of the year by the basketball team, and my recollection is they also shot the ball very well in that game. So maybe they have some fond memories of those baskets down there at PNC Arena.
Well, they've got to be comfortable, I would think, down there in these locker rooms. They've been here recently. They did have a great experience. They beat the Wolfpack. That was the worst beating the Wolfpack had taken at home in like a decade or something.
I think so, yeah.
So I think there's going to be a good vibe amongst the Cavaliers, and I'm I'm gonna let you guys go because before we come up on the break here, and these bands look like they're gonna crank it up again. I can barely hear you, but I wanna thank you guys for holding down the fort back in Richmond in the Sports Radio 910 studios, and go Wahoos tonight. And I will have a full report on Monday night when we have Dan Bonner joining us on air, right, Hobo?
That is correct. So root hard for the Hoos. Terry and I will be back here with a lot of Wahoos back in Richmond, rooting as we watch it on TV. But enjoy the evening and get a good scouting report for Coach Bennett on that first game.
I will do that. Listen, you guys have a good night. Go Wahoos. Thank you to all our listeners of Who's Talking. And special thanks again to Mosquito Squad, who joined us as a sponsor this month and helped us to go to the ACC tournament. And such a good performance there. We got the number one seed and are happy to be here in Raleigh tonight.
Absolutely. All right. Frank Maloney joining us on site down there at PNC Arena in advance of tonight's game. We're going to go ahead and go to our bottom of the hour break. When we come back, Terry and I will break down not only the Virginia game, take a look at the NCAA tournament, some of the surprises thus far, and also we'll welcome your calls at 345-0910 if you want to call in and comment on the team's success to date or about tonight's game or ask a question. At any rate, stay tuned. Who's Talking? We'll be back after these messages.